for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. In Culpeper County, a new lawsuit against Virginia's Department of Corrections over a magazine with nudity. A judge dismisses a federal lawsuit against the county over the building of a proposed mosque. And the next installment of our Women of Interest series. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, September 5th. Good morning.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Virginia's Department of Corrections is facing a legal challenge. The American Humanist Association filed a complaint against the agency Friday. AHA Legal Director David Niosi argues that the warden at a Culpeper County correctional facility violated inmates' rights by refusing to deliver an issue of the Humanist magazine because it contained nudity.
This is a very serious magazine. It's an intellectual publication. And the idea that the state can step in and tell anyone, inmates or anyone else, that a magazine like this can't be read is clear censorship. It obviously steps over the line that the First Amendment is intended to protect.
The group has requested a jury trial. Other news from Culpeper County. A federal judge has dismissed a Justice Department lawsuit that alleged officials in Culpeper County had discriminated against Muslims trying to build a new mosque when officials denied a sewer permit. U.S. District Court Judge Norman Moon issued a 15-page opinion last week saying the lawsuit was moot because the county has since granted the permit to the Islamic Center, along with $10,000. Culpeper County Attorney Bobby Joe Alexis says the dismissal is in the community's best interest. The Obama administration launched the lawsuit in December, and the Trump administration moved forward with it. The Justice Department had noted that the board had granted permits like the one sought by the mosque dozens of times in the past. Also, three longtime fans of the popular TV show The Waltons have purchased the childhood home of the show's creator in Schuyler in an effort to keep it open to the public. Ray Castro, one of the buyers, says he was worried someone would buy the Nelson County home of Earl Hamner Jr. and use it as a private residence. The home, which is on the Virginia Landmarks Register, was the basis for the show, which drew upon Hamner's Depression-era upbringing. The new owners are instituting a few changes, including the hiring of a full-time docent who will conduct guided tours. Hamner, a prolific writer, died in March 2016 at the age of 92. His show aired for 9 seasons and won more than a dozen Emmys. Finally, the Charlottesville chapter of 100 Black Women will launch this fall. It has been in the making for the past year with many local professional women pitching in. One of them is Shantron Franklin Sims, who has taken a leadership role in the fledgling organization. And she is the subject of the next installment of our Women of Interest series. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini has her profile.
Born and raised in Charlottesville, Shantron Franklin Sims is a mother of three, including two foster children, and is an office associate for Albemarle County Public Schools.
Thank you for calling Albemarle County Public Schools. This is Shantron. I can help you.
She is also the organizing leader of the soon-to-be local chapter of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women. Their mission is to advocate on behalf of young black women to promote leadership development and gender equity in three main areas: health, education, and economic empowerment.
We want to be involved in our community as soon as possible, so we're building our mentor program.
She had learned about the already existing 100 Black Men of Central Virginia. Their mission is to eliminate the achievement gap of African-American males in grades K through 12 by pairing black students with successful local professionals. That way, children see the advantages of dedication in the classroom. While the two organizations have similar goals, they are not sister organizations.
Obviously, they support each other in cities where they both exist, but they're totally separate.
The local chapter of 100 Black Men here is led by Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy. About a year ago, Shantron and other women asked him why there wasn't an equivalent for black girls.
He took all the contacts and he gathered people's names and emails and literally sent out the email and said, for all the women who've ever told me that you want to see mentors for girls, let's get together at City Space downtown. Talk about it. So that's how it started.
Shantron became the first in her immediate family to go to college. To help her, she had other mentors.
Of course, there were teachers. I had this one trigonometry teacher, and she was a black woman, which was rare. It was like in the math field, it's usually white males. There was a member of my church named Miss Mason. When she saw you trying to help yourself, she would try to help you with little things. She would give me money. And Miss Morrison, she's also a woman that like was an influence on me. Like, you work hard, you can call the shots and decide what your life is going to be.
Of course, her mother was a big influence too.
She might not have known anything about how to apply for financial aid and what I should expect my freshman year and those kinds of things, but she did understand ethics and values and working hard and being responsible.
After graduating from Charlottesville High School in 1997, she went to George Mason University and earned a bachelor's degree in business management. She also became the first in her family to move far from home by starting her first real job in New York City, where she was an advertising sales assistant in various companies, including Newsweek magazine and Lifetime Television. She also experienced 9/11 up close and lost one of her brothers to murder here in Charlottesville.
My brother, he was a great guy, but unfortunately he had a lot of demons and he dealt with them with drug use. The briefest way I can put it is that he angered a really bad group of people. There was a conflict and they decided to resolve it by shooting him. And sadly, his killer was 19 years old at the time and he has life in prison with no chance of parole. Really, two men were lost.
After these life-altering events and 5 years in the Big Apple, she decided to come home in 2006.
When I left, I never thought I would come back to Charlottesville. So I came back home to my mom's detriment. She was very afraid of that because of her experience growing up here, which was like in a total different time. But I was seeing Charlottesville totally different at that point. My mom's neighborhood, she's lived there, I think it's going on 27 years. And it's a predominantly African-American neighborhood and has been for decades. And now you go in my neighborhood and there's like all different ethnicities. And it's really interesting because my mom thought, well, we never thought people from other ethnicities would be comfortable coming here. And like someone who went through segregation, for her, it's very different. You know what I mean? So I think Charlottesville has come a long way and changed a lot. I do think that there's a lot that still needs to change, but that's not our whole story.
Shantron wishes to contribute to this change, and now she might very well become the first president of 100 Black Women's local chapter.
I hate to assume, but it's assumed by myself and others that I likely will be the first president of this chapter.
It is not something she had planned for herself, though.
No one really wanted to like jump in. I was like, what are we going to do? Let's set some goals. And so you're leader at that point. To be honest, it's quite intimidating. I'm surrounded by a really dynamic group of women from all different professions. I'm an office assistant. I'm surrounded by like CEOs and principals.
The 100 Black Women of the Charlottesville metropolitan area will be chartered on October 14.
And we're getting ready to send out invitations. I will also mention that, you know, we've had people approach us and say, well, can I be a member? I'm a white woman. And we're like, of course you can. If you're interested in the work that we're doing, I mean, we want to impact our community, period.
They have a Facebook page. And you can also reach the birthing organization at civilmentors@gmail.com. For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.
And you can learn more about Shantron Franklin Sims, 100 Black Women of Charlottesville, and WMRA's Women of Interest series at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Tuesday.